Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman on your radio. This is the broadcast for February the 17th of the year of our Lord, 2021, hour 2 at 2. Our goal to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. James Edwards with me, thepoliticalcesspool.org. He's always with us once a month, 2 hours, hard-hitting talk. Last hour, we talked about the weather. Extreme weather watch, is it a freak storm or intentional weather manipulation? HARP, some say responsible for recent record-breaking snowfall and extreme cold weather. Presscorps.ca with that article. Frigid onslaught stretches limits of electric grids. Texas shiver and cast blame as power fails. Walmart closes 415 stores. Amazon shuts down delivery. Bill Gates says all rich nations should move to 100% synthetic beef. Why? To combat climate change. Texas lawmakers now want probe of storm. They want probe of the state power grid. They're going to look into that, dude, and fix it just for you. Wow. Always after the fact, they look into it. Then they come out and they're like, well, no harm, no foul here. Now we're going to, you know, wow. All right, I want to leave the weather discussion. We'll keep talking about it over the next several days. But I got one more headline to just get James's comments on before we move to the next topics. Green energy leaves Americans out in the cold more ways than one. Tony Perkins.
Well, this is something that I often say, is that we have been proven right about everything. And you just knew that this wasn't going to be sustainable. Of course, God does give us the brain power to tackle problems that humanity will face going forward into the world and into the future. But he also gave us the resources that we would need built into the earth, which is, of course, what we're getting away from. So, yes, I mean, this whole thing, this look, the whole house of cards with regards to what they call wokeism, all of this stuff, the global warming, the climate change, this, I mean, then you get into just all of the other radical, outrageous, really extremist stuff like the transgenderism and all the other disastrously harmful things that they push. It's all going to collapse. It can't stand up to truth. It can't stand up to the scrutiny. And so it will collapse. But the problem is they latch on to their narrative, even though it's completely devoid of reason and logic. They latch on to it until it takes us all down with them, and they force you through this. Really, it's a state religion. They force you to parrot whatever the head table is saying, no matter what. And then when it collapses, well, we suffer just the same, because there was never allowed to be any dissent or a difference of opinion. All of the truth tellers, of course, get snipered, and you know that's where we've been for our whole lives, Sam.
Sad to say, but true. All right, I don't know who has a worse delegation of representatives. Tennessee, where James is at, or Utah, where I'm at, the race is on to see who can go to the greatest low. Headline says this: NAACP files a federal lawsuit against Donald Trump and Giuliani. Now listen carefully. Mississippi Democratic Congressman Denny Thompson filed a federal lawsuit against President Trump for citing the riot. Also named Giuliani. They say the Oath Keepers were involved as well, and so they're being sued with Trump and everybody else. And Rudy Giuliani. Also, the Proud Boys International Oath Keepers sued at the same time. I don't even know how to respond to this, but it's all wrapped up into a big old lawsuit with the NAACP at the helm. What a way to celebrate Black History Month, James.
Yeah, so I saw this. I saw this yesterday, this headline, and have planned to talk about it on my program this weekend. So you've got this representative out of Mississippi who's associated with the NAACP, don't you know? And he is using some obscure, antiquated, anti-Ku Klux Klan law from 1871 and applying it to Trump and, by extension, Giuliani's behavior and questioning the validity of the election results. And, of course, even though they were completely exonerated, Trump was completely exonerated by Congress. Of course, now all of the every Tom, Dick, and Harry are going to file a suit. Pat Buchanan wrote about it in his most recent column. Here's another little weather analogy, if you will. But Trump is going to now be faced with a blizzard of personal and civil lawsuits over his handling of the post-election weeks. Now, again, Sam, historically, presidents have been basically immune from any sort of attacks like this in the courts just because of the fact that they were president. Well, they say, well, yeah, that's true if the president did something in his official capacity, but Trump did this as a private citizen. I mean, what are they talking about? How was he a private citizen when he was questioning the election? And we all know that he didn't cause those people who got out of hand. People get out of hand. He didn't tell them to do that.
He sent you're one of them 9/11 truthers, ain't you?
Telepathy.
You're denying
telepathy.
Climate change, ain't you?
This is something, though. I mean, he's going to be bottled up in lawsuits until he dies. And with the way that as criminally corrupt as the court systems are now, who's to say he doesn't start getting judgments handed down against him? I wouldn't be surprised a bit. And I don't care how much money you've got, if he's a multimillionaire or a billionaire like he claims, I can tell you, a few judgments can take care of that lickety-split. But just the fact that they were even able to bring a lawsuit against the president for what happened.
Here's the bottom line. They're not going to, as far as I can tell, let any of the vote fraud allegations even come to discussion. Okay, so they're going to shut it down in the courts by saying you don't have standing or by literally rejecting it before we ever even get to the merits of the case.
Except for the fact, though, Sam, that you can't separate one from the other because everything that happened, everything that they don't like, happened as a result of people, rightly, I think, questioning the narrative.
Hold on.
Again, it wasn't just Trump.
Him. I'm a liberal, and I just separated them. Shut up.
Because yeah, you
down.
Said it. That's it. That's how it works.
And that's how we allow it to occur in America, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not trying to be rude to James. I'm trying to really help people understand a point. James is, what he's saying is accurate, but I'm telling you that they don't care. And we seem to, accept this. Pat Buchanan also wrote a column that says this: will the radical left reunite the GOP? Good question, James.
I am going to have a big show about this coming up. I'm glad you mentioned this, Sam. I have seen that article. And there is quite a bit of data that really suggests, and again, we don't put stock in polls. So I don't want to sound like a hypocrite in quoting a poll when it favors what I believe to be true, and then dismissing polls when it says things that I don't believe to be true. But what you can know about polls is this. If there is a poll that is run by a establishment polling organization that reinforces your belief in a positive way, it's probably true. Because they normally want to try to suppress things like this. So if it's good news, they try to suppress it. If it's bad news or if it's a manipulated poll, you know, those are the ones, of course, that they rush out. So if you do get a poll, I think, that reinforces something that you believe to be positive and it reconfirms what you already believe through anecdotal evidence to be true, you might be able to latch on to that. Well, anyway, you were mentioning, can the radical left reunite the GOP? It is very interesting. Some of these statistics that have come out, polls conducted of Trump voters since Biden's inauguration. Okay, so that's going back right out of a month now. What are Republican voters thinking on very sensitive issues with regard to race, with regard to Christianity, with regard to a lot of these hot button topics? The findings astounded even me, and I've been in this my entire adult life on the radio for 16 years. So there is a resorting of the Republican Party that is happening. A lot of the neocons, a lot of the never-Trumpers, the suburban upper-class Country Club Republicans are defecting to the Democrats, and the vacuum that is being filled within the Republican Party, according to a poll of Republican voters since Biden's inauguration, is staggering. I mean, you're talking about, I could pull it up. I don't have it right here in front of me. But
well,
something
thousands,
along the lines of
thousands
80%.
Of Republicans have left the Republican Party for the Democrat Party already.
Well, that's one thing. And then what's left, and Trump is bringing in some independents and has brought in some independents and working class people that were either not voting Republican or maybe even Democrats or whatever. He's brought in some of those over the course of the last 4 years, but there's been a major resorting, and Trump is going to continue to set the agenda for the Republican Party, even in exile. Trump is the king, and he's the kingmaker of the Republican Party. And if he does decide to run again in 4 years, if he's able to, he'll be able to legally. I'm talking about health-wise, and if he's not, you know, completely bankrupt through these lawsuits that are going to be coming his way. He wins the primary. But I'm going to spend an hour. I've already got a guest lined up who has compiled all the data. Something like 80% of Republican voters believe that whites, I mean, you couldn't hardly get a white person to say his name to a pollster. But they're saying 80% of Republican voters since the election believe that there's concerted anti-white discrimination. I have always said, you know, I think
all right,
middle-class whites, working-class whites fundamentally agree with us, but now the polls are beginning to ferret out that information in overwhelming ways. 80%, that's huge. That's what's going on in the Republicans. So, yes, the Democrats have united them because of this complete browbeating for the last 5 years on a nuclear level.
All right, here's how some
are
saying
Trump
could gain the White House once again. I'll tell you about it in a second. Steve Bannon speaking out. Hang tight.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, James Edwards breaking it down. You've got storms across the country, but you've also got political storms like you wouldn't believe, ladies and gentlemen. Headline from Pat Buchanan: will a radical left reunite the GOP? Pat Buchanan, James Edwards thinks the answer is yes. Now, on that train of thought, and then eventually I'll get to my opinions on this. Here's what the headline says. It's WorldNet Daily, Bob Unruh, well-known author with us talking about this. Here's Bob Unruh's article, and then James will respond to this. Trump's brand new path to the White House: become House Speaker, impeach Biden because Joe could be targeted for his illegitimate activities in seeking the presidency, right? Of stealing the presidency. illegitimate activity. If Donald Trump can get more and more proof, right? We don't have to prove it today. We don't have to prove it in the courts right now. We don't have to prove it before they impeach. We don't have to. Eventually, though, we just have to connect the dots. Will Trump be able to get that done? Now, listen to the details of the story. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon sees a brand new path for his former boss, Donald Trump, to return to the White House in 2024 after a short stint as Speaker of the House, replacing Pelosi. Trump is a disruptor, but he has a long-term vision. Because I absolutely believe in the marrow of my bones that Trump will be the Republican nominee in 2024, says Bannon. He'll come back to us. We'll have a sweeping victory in 2022. And it'll continue in 2024, according to the Boston Herald. Bannon suggested Trump could run for Congress in 2022 and then seek the speaker post because Republicans are expected to gain the majority. We totally get rid of Nancy Pelosi. And the first act of Trump as Speaker of the House will be to impeach Joe Biden for his stealing of the presidency. Listen, that's what Bannon said. Now, Bannon, through his popular video podcast called War Room, has contended that evidence of election fraud shows Trump won. He argued that the Supreme Court dismissed it on procedural grounds or lack of standing, not on the merits of the case, and one day we will get the merits of the case in front of the American people. On Saturday, he told Republicans they need to confront this radical Biden administration every single day. Should Trump run for Congress in 2022? Some are now asking, so that he can be president in 2024. Going forward, we can transform the Republican Party into more of a Make America Great Again movement. And we're going to have massive victories in the future if we do, Bannon said. He said it's a battle of populists, nationalists, traditionalists against these kinds of globalists, elites, secular radicals. This is what I think the future of this movement is, he said. And the radical elements of the Biden administration will chase out most Democrats, divide their party. And they say the Trump brand is not over. The Make America Great Again message of Donald Trump is extremely popular. And it'll continue, says Bannon. Now, if you understand that Bannon's been in the media for a long time and was in the Trump administration, radical idea? Serious possibility? James?
That's interesting. I have not heard that theory before. I listened to that with quite a bit of interest. I do believe that Trump will run again in 2024. And because that's the kind of guy he is. He doesn't like to take a loss. He's got the ego. And I'm not saying that as a derogatory thing. I mean, he's going to fight to the bitter end. I think he will run again in 2024, and I think he will win the nomination. And he could win the presidency, but he's got some problems, and he's going to have some problems. It depends on what happens with amnesty. It depends on what happens, you know, how many more third world people are going to be given the right to vote. Of course, the third world people, that they're the straight ticket Democratic voters. How many more of them will come? You already lost Georgia. I mean, whether through fraud or whatever, you lost a state that was reliably red. And there are several other states that are just teetering there on a knife's edge. And if you have more of these people from other nations coming in, other nations outside of Europe coming in, who are going to vote straight ticket Democrat. I mean, he could either win, or based on the demographic shift and all of these new Democratic voters coming in, he could either win, or he could lose Florida and Texas and lose one of the biggest landslides in presidential history. It just depends on what the Republicans are going to be able to do to stave off more and more of these people coming in who are going to vote. It's a Democratic voting drive, is what it is. A voter registration drive. So that's one thing. Now, if he does run and gets the nomination, which he'd be a shoo-in for that, he's going to have to do something about the mail-in balloting. I mean, all this stuff we've talked about, election fraud, why would he run again if he believes he's just going to be frauded out? I mean, what's to stop them from perpetrating the same fraud if he runs in 2024? He's going to have to do something to address whatever went wrong
a couple of months ago, or it's not going to go anywhere. And I'm going to throw out another interesting tidbit, because they say that the radicals in the Democratic Party, led by Joe Biden, will create this opportunity, if you will. Now, here's the headline from during an MSNBC segment, host Nicole Wallace suggested that the United States could use drone strikes against Trump supporters to stop domestic terrorism. The comments came earlier in the week when Wallace was discussing the events that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. So she's literally saying we could use drone strikes like we've done around the world to dictators and stuff like that. We could use that against Trump supporters that get all radical, James. Now, this is what I mean by you've got both sides so radical, so polarizing. Here's my take. I'm going to answer Pat Buchanan's question. Will it unite the Republican Party? No, not a chance. Because you got to understand that it's not the Republican Party against the Democratic Party. This is the deep state against the rest of us. And Republicans are as much of the deep state as the Democrats. Don't fool yourselves. Okay, now, are there some
Republicans? No doubt about that.
Are there some good Republicans? Yes, there are. But if you expect the Republican Party to rise again, it might happen under Donald Trump, but it will be coalesced or controlled by the deep state. Make no mistake about that. So if you think this is a freedom move, and you're going to join the Republican Party like we did when Donald Trump rolled down the escalator in 16 and we're like, hey, man, the Savior's here. And now you believe we've got a new strategy for the Savior to return. You're off your rocker, ladies and gentlemen. How dumb are you, people?
A lot of stuff to unpack there, too. I mean, Donald Trump was and is the only Republican nominee for president that I've ever voted for. I've always voted Constitution Party or conservative third party. So there's no love lost with me with the Republican Party. They are equally as corrupt and as anti-American and as part of the problem as the Democrats, no doubt about it. Now, Trump appeared to be something different in 2016. If he runs
only to the naive.
Well, I mean, he was at least saying things that no other Republican was going to say. Now, obviously, legislatively speaking, he didn't do a lot. Now, he did combat the media all the way to the bitter end, at least on the surface. And he gave a good
example.
Yeah,
on the surface. It was a lot of lip service, but he didn't sue him like you did, James.
He didn't do that. And thank you, Sam. No, he didn't. But he did set an example for other men to follow with regards to not apologizing, to not allowing the media the media.
But hold on, he did apologize, though. They said you're a white supremacist and he backed away from different people. And they said,
he did all that, but at least he didn't go and do the groveling.
You say in Charlottesville there was trouble on both sides. How dare you? And he backed away from a ton of things.
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, obviously, there was a lot that he could have been improved upon, but he never did just do the groveling, grotesque apology that we see so many Republicans do or conservatives do. I mean, they live to grovel, and he never did get on and beg forgiveness like a lot of these people and cry and all that.
So let me make this point, though. The Democrats take on Trump for the rioting in the Capitol, even though Congress said, hey, not guilty. Okay, but look, now you've literally got a woman on MSNBC saying we need to use drone strikes against Trump's supporters.
Yeah, well,
and their conservatives have nothing of a backbone. No one's even speaking out about this except for Sam Bushman. Nobody. And what we should be doing is saying, you know what, you should have 50 million Americans saying she needs to resign immediately. In fact, she needs to go to prison. I mean, we're not talking about, hey, go to the Capitol and maybe, you know, put up your flag or something. We're talking about literally drone strikes against the people you don't like. You put Nancy Pelosi's comments with Maxine Waters' comments with Joe Biden's comments with this lady's comments, and you say there's a cabal for destruction of the country. Put them all in jail. But see, no one's even saying that. They're just like, hey, we might take back the White House if we get Donald to run for speaker. What?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As millions of people across the United States continue to weather a deadly winter storm without power, forecasters predict ice and low temperatures could be ahead for some in the worst-hit states. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are already facing hazardous roads, power outages, and water shutoffs from the winter storms, and more is forecast on the way. The weather has led to at least 26 deaths. More than 3 million homes in Texas were without power as of Tuesday evening. State Senator Melissa Melendez, the Republican from Lake Elsinore, California, has introduced two legislative proposals that are designed to counter cancel culture. Under Melendez's bill, political affiliation would be considered a protected class, as is race, gender, or sexual orientation. Melendez says cancel culture and the efforts to silence differing opinions and voices should be a growing concern for all of us. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The coronavirus levels in America is dropping. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Health officials say the dramatic drop in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths is because of social distancing measures and more vaccines. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show we need to keep our guard up for just a little bit longer.
We're just about to enter a really big storm. We will get through that storm. And by the later spring, I think things will be much, much easier to open. I'm just asking people to hold on a little bit longer.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The EPA has a list of disinfectants for use against COVID-19. Look for products with active ingredients such as ethanol, hydrogen peroxide, or quaternary ammonium. NASCAR has a road course race this weekend. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona is Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So Donald Trump can say peacefully, patriotically, go to the U.S. Capitol and let the congressmen and senators know that you would like us to look into election fraud. We believe there's election fraud, and we need Congress to look into this to get to the truth. It's their duty. Please peacefully, as patriots, go to the Capitol to get this done. And they literally impeached the guy and saying he's an insurrectionist, and now there's lawsuits against him left and right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me carefully. At the same time, you literally have, during a segment on MSNBC, whacked out host Nicole Wallace suggested that the United States could use drones strikes against Trump supporters. Okay, and everybody's fine. There's nobody that even bats an eye. In fact, we're like, hey, man, we're closing businesses because of the snow. Maybe we can elect Donald in 2022. You know, hey, we're going to take over in 2024. It's going to be, what are they talking about? They're not even on the same planet. Okay, why isn't this lady arrested? You can't be suggesting using drones against people. What kind of a psychotic world are we in? But the Republicans don't have any backbone. No one's even bringing this up but me, James. No one.
Okay, this was something I was going to say before the break, and it ties into what you're talking about right now. No one has been it's possible to be as anti-Republican as I've been, but it's hard to be more so, coming from a conservative, pro-Christian, pro-freedom, pro-everything that this network is type of perspective. So Trump, you know, came down. If he does run again, by the way, he's going to have to go back to the immigration. He's going to go have to go back to the populism that propelled him to his win. He got away from that, and he lost a lot of the white working class voters. They didn't necessarily go back to the Democrats or go to the Democrats. They just simply stayed home, and that was his margin of error, and that's why he lost. If you discount voter fraud, and he's going to have to do something about mail-in balloting, by the way, if he runs again. But anyway, that's a long way away. And the more important thing I think is, Sam, with regard to Donald for speaker, that's an interesting theory. I don't think he's going to do that. Once you're the principal of a school, you don't go back as the substitute teacher, even though there would be some strategic value in that. I think he's going to see that as beneath him. I do think he'll run again. And if he does, and when he does, could be a very different Republican Party. Now, we know that the Republican establishment, Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, terrible. I mean, they're as bad as any Democrat you've ever heard of. But what is going on in the Republican Party? Again, I mentioned this post-election poll of Republican voters from an establishment polling company. If anything, the events of the past 4 years have really caused the Republican base to come to terms with realities. And here's what I'm talking about. 87% of Trump voters are concerned about anti-white discrimination. 87% of Trump voters, that's 75 million people, that's half the electorate, are thinking just like we do. They reject this anti-white, so-called white privilege theory, okay? They reject the systematic racism conspiracy theory. So what's going on here is the left, for the last 5 years, the Trump era, has indiscriminately used a bazooka to smash a flea. So what's gone on is, with this explosion of wokeness and censorship and violence from the left under Donald Trump, and the hyperbolic attacks on his base, which is, of course, majority white, they have backfired and has created this siege mentality amongst Republican voters, and it has raised the salience of their identity because they've been attacked nonstop by the media. All whites are targeted as racist and white supremacists now. So why am I bringing that up? Because what we're seeing is not only are the views of the Republican base crystallizing, the people who share those views are driving out a lot of the country club Republicans. They're going to the Democrats. The Republican vacuum is being filled by these people, by our people, by people like me. And I think you're seeing it manifested a little bit with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's been in the news so much, the Republican congresswoman out of Georgia. She spoke out recently as a white woman who said that she has been under attack by the media on the basis of her racial identity. Even Trump never did that. I didn't see that one coming. So what I'm saying is, in 2022 and 2024, the Republican Party may be forced to cater to the demands of these people because they've become such an overwhelming part of the electorate. The people,
the betrayal
the people
will still happen. Let
changing.
Me tell you a story of Mitt Romney in Utah to make this point. Okay, I think if you guys think you could take over the Republican Party and reform it, you guys are on crack.
Okay, I've always said that. I've always said that.
The deep state is too strong. You'll never get it done. So in Utah, I don't know if you know, but it has a caucus system. It used to. And the caucus system basically rejected Mitt Romney. But then they created these laws that said, well, you know what? If you get enough people to back you and stuff like that, you can get on the ballot even if you lost the caucus anyway. So that's what Romney did. And because of the media drive, Romney won. All right? And so then people are like, what's wrong with you guys in Utah, man? How come you'd back a whacked out liberal extremist like Romney? He's not really Republican. And my response is, we know. We, the people, did reject Romney. But because of hook and crook, they circumvented the system. And in partnership with the media, there he sits, deep swamp Republican, right in the heart of Utah. All right. Now that Romney voted against President Trump, here's the headline. Romney called deep state agent in censure motion. However, GOP leaders in Utah come to Romney's defense. So here's what happened. They put together a petition to try to recall this sucker, to try to censor him, to say, you know what, this is bogus, to set the stage so that we can get him out next election. And I'm one of the people that signed it, James. But the big Trump rejecting deep state swamp in Utah and across the nation, they just doubled down and backed Romney. And now the headlines say, your censure's not going to go anywhere. So never mind that we got thousands of people that have signed this thing. The Utahns are fed up. But what are you going to do next election? Just watch the vote fraud go down? Okay, they commit this on the Republican side. Vote fraud is not new. Donald Trump's not bringing up something that's new, like, oh my gosh, there's vote fraud. Vote fraud has been going on by the deep state, by the swamp, Republicans and Democrats alike, for decades. Okay, and it's going to continue unabated because the American people aren't even looking to the right solutions. Okay, they want some rogue thugs up at the Supreme Court to solve it, and they went, not. We're not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Are you crazy? Done. Next. Okay, Donald Trump tried to put a vote fraud commission in place at the start of his presidency. All they did was disband it, and he didn't do anything. He just, you know, decided to go golfing in Scotland. I don't know what he did. All I'm telling you is nothing happened. Okay, so if you guys think that we're going to reform the Republican Party, the deep state still has way too much power, way too much power. And the proof in the pudding is when they're in bed with the media, look, you've got a lady that said we're going to use drone strikes against Trump supporters. That's okay. You literally have a sitting congresswoman at the time saying, push back on them, create a crowd, harass them basically everywhere they go. No problem. You have Donald say, hey, peacefully roll to the Capitol and let's look into vote fraud. This is serious. Peacefully, patriotically go to the Capitol and everybody's literally getting arrested, up on charges, lied about, manipulated. I try to straighten it out and they go, hey, you can't peddle that fake news. We're going to ban you on everything. And we're just like, man, it's a really bad storm out there, James. The snow's coming down, buddy. Better not send your kids to school there, James. Don't drive on the roads, James. And what are they talking about? Okay, then we allow this global warming and coronavirus fraud to continue. See, I haven't heard a thing from Trump except for, oh my gosh, he drove in his motorcade and everybody clapped and waved down there in wherever, Florida or whatever. Other than that, I haven't heard from Donald in a month and a half or whatever. A month or whatever it is. Why? What's going on, James? No one's speaking up nobly, boldly, and independently at all.
No. Look, you're right about a lot of that, but what I'm saying is Trump was never the savior. Trump was never going to be the pill, the elixir that came in and did all this, even if he was sincere, which, of course, he wasn't in a lot of ways. But he does represent the fact that a guy who campaigned as he campaigned, his campaign was pretty good. His presidency, not so much, but hell, I'd still take him over Biden, that's for sure. But his campaign proved that these are winning issues. Our issues are winning issues. Are you going to reform the Republican Party? I mean, the Republican Party is criminally corrupt. We all know that. But what I'm saying is this goes back, I think, to a bigger picture. I mean, it goes back to Russia during the
only way
the
these
Bolshevik.
Issues will be winning issues is if you put together a third party and make it a real winning issue. But Donald Trump already backed away and ducked from that.
The Republican Party, the Democratic Party working together, being two sides of the same coin or whatever, or two wings of the same bird or a duopoly. I mean, this has been going on since the 60s with George Wallace. And I mean, we all know that. OK, and I don't know. Look, I doubt a third party could compete. I don't think a third party could win. I mean, it would just be too much of the vote splitting.
If Ross Perot could pull 90% of the vote, Donald Trump could get more than that.
Well, he could, but Ross Perot also didn't win a single state. I think if Trump did go third party, he would probably do like George Wallace did, and win several states. But he wouldn't win the election. This is though. It's bigger than this, Sam. I know we're coming up on the break, but it's bigger than elections. It's bigger than party. What we're talking about is look at what happened in Russia. Look what happened. This goes back to historical cycles. I'm not talking about the Republican Party is going to be reformed.
What we're talking about is a sea change. In seconds.
That's it. Listen to the wind blow.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. And we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, James Edwards, Sam Bushman live on your radio. I'm just telling you right now.
I thought you froze over there, Sam.
No, I'm good, ladies and gentlemen. I just pressed the wrong button, that's all. So all I can tell you, James, is it's a battle for the hearts and minds of people. And let me give you a quick 10-second comparison to illustrate what I think you're about to unleash, which I think is really wise and important. So before the American Revolution happened, ladies and gentlemen, the hearts and minds of the people were changing. A great evolution of understanding was underway. And a lot of people believe that the revolution, you know, was, you know, hey, it was a 5, 7, 8, 10-year thing. No, no, no. It was a 50-year thing. And the hearts and minds were changing long before what we know as the revolution really happened. The revolution, many people had said, by the time that the war actually broke out, the revolution has already happened and was complete. Okay? Because the hearts and minds and souls of the people were educated and changed. We're about in that same reality check, James.
That's the thing. I mean, we look at, we have a short-sighted view of history so often, and it's just human nature to only see things through the lens of your own lifetime. And if you look at what's happened in this country in our lifetime, it's just, it's gone from bad to worse, and it's getting progressively worse still. But if you look at historical trends with regards to the rise and fall of nations, and I think I may have even mentioned this, Sam, last month when I was on your show. So we're not going to rehash this, but you have these cycles of civilizations, these cycles that dictate the rise and fall of nations, how people go from freedom and faith to apathy and bondage, and then the cycle begins anew. You look at what happened in Russia. I mean, who could have ever thought that Russia would have had such a renaissance? It's a Christian nation. The people, they're doing a lot of good things over there. But within our lifetime, or at least within the lifetime of our parents and grandparents, I mean, you had they were killing Christians wherever they found them. They were killing dissidents. So within a very short period, Russia has had a complete revolution in the pure sense of the word. And so, yes, I mean, of course, Sam, just because the people's attitudes reflect our line of thinking doesn't mean the Republican Party is going to go, oh, well, the people want this. Let's stand for the people. No, of course, we know it doesn't work that way. America, if it was up to the people, if it was up to the actual people who vote, none of the tragedies that have afflicted our nation going back to the 1950s would have ever manifested themselves. No, if it had been up to a public vote, none of this evil would have come. The American people would have never allowed it. No American voted for unlimited illegal immigration. The majority of Americans wouldn't have voted for this displacement. The majority of Americans wouldn't have voted for abortion, the murder of children. The majority of Americans wouldn't have voted for transgenderism and all of this stuff with the bathroom usage. And just all, you pick whatever you want to, whatever issue. The majority of Americans would have never gone along with it, especially at the time when they were implemented. Okay, so we know that, and we know that the Republican Party and all of a sudden going to say, well, we're going to champion the people because that's what the people want. It doesn't work that way. But what I am saying is, if you look at it with regards to historical trends and beyond the scope of your own lifetime, These are things that play out over the course of several decades, and even in some cases, the course of a century or two. This current trajectory that we're on is just not going to sustain itself. I am as confident of that as I am in anything that I believe in. It's not. The only question is, will we be able to live to see the change? How much worse will it happen before it changes? Will our children have to suffer before it changes? But it isn't going to last. And I am encouraged, though, in the short term, to see the attitudes of the people have become a little more sturdy. And you are now starting to see people like Trump, who will at least give it lip service, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who aren't backing down from it. So you are seeing a change. My goal isn't to reform the Republican Party and then everything goes back to good. We're going to have a complete reset here in America, back to God, family, and country. And it isn't going to happen with the Republican Party. It's going to happen when the whole society shifts. And I think we are beginning, Sam, to bring this to a point. I believe we are beginning to feel the early tremors of this, as you call it, a sea change. How long it takes to run its course, that I don't know.
And to prove your point, James, Cuomo faces bipartisan condemnation, calls for resignation on the heels of nursing home revelations. But the mainstream press now lies and says, well, he was transparent with the numbers. It was just, and they make excuses, but we all know he lied and got caught lying about the numbers. He should be impeached and arrested for his lies. But of course, the Republicans do nothing, so nothing will happen. If Donald's not careful, he'll get arrested because he's so docile. Now, overreach creates blowback for Ka and Nye, so California and New York governors. They face ouster. Will we recall the left coast? Will we recall the right coast? Will we stop these, in my opinion, belligerent, extreme, radical socialist leaders? And I think we're going to make a great attempt, but I bet we don't get it done.
Yeah,
and if we
do, the
deep state will, through their George Soros and their other monies, create riots in the streets, buddy. That's what they'll resort to. And then they'll blame it on us. So don't be there.
This is the thing that... No, you're right about that. Don't engage in it. Don't partake in it. Don't advocate for it. Don't be around
it. But now our First Amendment's obliterated if we say don't peacefully assemble, see? So we're darned if we do, darned if we don't on this one, James.
Well, and we know that. But of course, again, you got to go back. I mean, Russia's an example in recent history that we can look to where, what was happening to the dissidents there was a lot worse than here. They were starved to death. They were thrown in gulags. They were just shot on the street wherever they were found. That may happen here. That could happen here. But the inmates are not going to reform their own asylum. I mean, these people aren't going to do it themselves. They're going to have to be given a little boost. And the people are going to have to do it. They're going to have to rise up and do it. Obviously the situation where people did get up to voice their opinion, the last couple of times it's happened, you can look at even Charlottesville or the situation at the Capitol. And the last time you've had people who are outside of the system getting together, you see how the system manipulated it. Even though, of course, what happened in both of those scenarios was a walk in the park compared to your garden variety BLM or Antifa terrorist uprising that we've seen in cities across the country all year. These people aren't going to reform themselves, and the people are going to have to stand up and do something. They will be obviously batted down, and they're going to be faced with a lot of resistance. But I just know, Sam, I know that this will fall and America will recycle and reshuffle and resort. We're seeing it now with the electorate. We're seeing it in the Republican Party. You keep telling people, you keep pressing people. You put too much stress and pressure on a people, on a group of people. And what I'm talking about specifically are your working to middle class white voters. You tell them how evil they are. You constantly berate them. You constantly deny them the same rights that you so willingly give and afford to everyone else. They will pop. I mean, it's just human nature. You know what's going to happen. But the difference here in America, of course, is that Unlike any other society probably in history, all of these people that are so under attack, they've got all the guns. So I don't know how the state, and again, this goes back to what you said a moment ago, Sam, and it has to be repeated. We're not saying you use these guns and you go out and do something stupid and foolhardy. That's the best way to deprive yourself of your life and to ruin the lives of your children and spouses. Don't do it. But I don't know exactly how, if you keep poking the tiger, how the deep state is going to continue to do this.
They will continue to escalate and go to war, create famine, whatever it takes. They'll even maybe
they always push too far, though.
They'll maybe use
ultimately they always push too far.
So here's when they overreach, which they will. Here's what we do: impeach the deep state for its conspiracy to kill the Constitution. John Whitehead. Here's what he says: let's impeach the deep state and its cabal of government operatives from every point along the political spectrum, right, left, and center. Why? For conspiring to expand the federal government's powers at the expense of the citizenry. Even now, ladies and gentlemen, we are being pushed and prodded towards a civil war. John Whitehead writes this, and I think he's spot on the point. Folks, we better get involved. We better demand accountability in elections. Okay, we better go to the local precinct and use every county sheriff, 3,000 of them in the country, and every precinct, 175,000 of them in the country, to push back and demand transparent, honest elections. And then we better jettison the socialist, communist, deep state. And if we don't do it now, they're continuing to literally use their flaxen threads around us to where we'll be so bound up, tied up, we'll be able to do nothing about it if we're not careful. And John Whitehead, in my opinion, intelligently brings this forward. And the sea change is happening in the hearts and minds of the people. I agree. Now we got to take it to, let me say it again, peaceful action to make a difference. Now they're going to, if anybody does anything bad, they're going to say Sam caused it because he said, you know, be peaceful, turn to God, pray hard, and try to create honesty in elections. Isn't that really the only thing Donald Trump said? Okay, and we're allowing this cabal to continue to lord over us, and it's got to stop. The problem is if we push back, they just say we're terrorists. We've got to get a grip on this, folks, and we better do it cleanly, quickly, reverently, peacefully. And the only way to do that is to turn to God and then go to work. James?
No, that's it. You want to do it peacefully, but you also want to be forceful. And what I mean by forceful is uncompromising in what you expect your government to do, which is what, Grant?
And that's why I'm not giving the Donald or any Republicans a pass.
Yeah, so we'll see how it plays out, but I am optimistic about some of the trends I've seen even post-election. Of course, the Soviet Union ended up collapsing on its head. I mean, the people there didn't violently overthrow the Soviet Union. It was just so obese in terms of its corrupt and deadly ideology that it just completely faded away. And I think that could happen here. That could happen here. But again, how do you police such a well-armed populace? And all the people that they hate so much are the ones that absolutely have the ability to defend themselves.
Of the media, though, they'll turn it into a civil war, sir. You're an anti-global warming person, therefore you're the enemy, buddy. And if you're not very careful, they'll create a war in America.
Well, I mean, but there's only so much law enforcement. I'm not talking about going against law enforcement. Obey the laws. I mean, you know, we've been very clear about this, but I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, there's only so many people in law enforcement, so many people in the military. How many tens of millions of Americans are armed?
No, but I understand Americans will be against Americans.
Well, that's true, too, but I'm telling you, the 75 million, if the 75 million Trump voters are together, the 75 million people that represent that part of the electorate, you've got numbers you can win with there, and that's the thing. You look at these polls, the question is, they're not led, they're not organized. If they do get a true leader, and they do get organized,
look out.
You can take this back very peacefully.
Amen to that, and that's what we advocate for, ladies and gentlemen. In my humble opinion, pray for peace, advocate for peace, pray and prepare for defense as necessary, and promote God, family, and country, will you? Because I believe that's the key to our success. For James Edwards and Sam Bushman.
Back to God.
Say it again.
Got to turn back to God. God, it has to be Christ-centered. This whole thing has to be.
God save the Republic of the United States of America.